This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Rebleze ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
Means when it comes to learning points of Truma, Truma Tehora and Truma Tumea together. She asks a contradiction from one place to the other. Again, before Pesach, they have Chametz Shel Truma, and the sun is Tehora. Son is Tamea, and the question, can you learn the Tamea and the Tamea together? To answer Kasha, not one statement about Pesach, but another statement made about Pesach. Mishani, any answer, there's not a contradiction. What was the Kasha as follows? On the Omar of Yeshua, Shteyan, Kiatas, Yeshua said, you can burn two men together on the Mishnah. You learn that the Yeshua said you can burn two men, one shall two men to my own, one shall two men together. Did the Yeshua say such a thing? That you can take Truma Tehora and put it together with Truma Tumea just because they are chametz and have to be burned? Well, I mean, they ask a question on that. So when Omer Abayei say, and you heard the Omer who said, Bidiblei and Lomadu, that you can burn Tumea and Tehora together, and the story of Achanina's Ganakan, which you won't repeat now. And there we have now you can burn Tumea and Tehora together. So being this the Eina Noradoin, Dermiller, I think that we're discussing now the Nodin is not similar to the proof that you want to bring. Because the proof that you're bringing is when you can burn Tumea and Tumea. Two different degrees, something that's more Tumea but something that's less Tumea. That's all you're bringing your proof. We'll soon see. But you have no proof that you can burn what's Tame with something that's a something Tame. Now he explained, who was our mayor's proofs?
Eidu Abi Seinu, when he said a testimony that you can burn together two kinds of things. Al Maho Eidu, Im Ala Boso Shenitmo Bevlada Tume. That you can burn it with other Bosa of Kedesh in the Babatum. So that's no proof at all, because Zer Tomei Bezer Tomei, both are Tomei. It's only a difference in the degree of Tumei, but both are Tomei. So therefore you have a proof, you can burn Tomei and Tomei together, even though one is more Tomei. And if your proof is from the other story, Allah Shemen Shenif Sobetful Yoim, oil of Truma that became puzzled by putting it into a menorah of Tful Yoyim. Shemad Lika Nosev and Yosef and Neimeres. It's a little more Chiddush, because the Truma that was puzzled from Tful Yoyim is not Tame, but it's puzzled. Still, at least it's puzzled. Puzzled is also a degree of Truma. So therefore, Shezer puzzled, Shezer Tame. That's why you can burn it together. This Truma is puzzle, it's a certain lighter, more lenient degree of tumah, but it's tumah. You can burn it with something that's more tumah. Good. That's all you can bring a proof. But on the we also agree the tumah shenitma bevalada tumah shesevan esim tumah shenitma lava tumah. So you have two kinds of tumah to get tumah. One is more tumah and one is less tumah. I agree. You have proof that you can burn them together. But you are going more to the extreme. You want to say you can burn Tluya, which is a suffix with Tmeya. Aval Heich Nisaf Hafila Tluya, how can you burn even Tluya, which is a suffix? How can you burn it with a Tmeya? Shemo Yavu Eloyo Vetarim. Eloyo might come and tell us that the suffix is not Tame at all. So it came out that you're burning Tumma Tahira for nothing. So what's the Rabbi Yehuda is saying, Tameya, what are you bringing me a proof? That you can burn Tumma, that's a suffix, Tluya. In Tameya, all you have a proof is you can burn Tameya and Tameya. Even though one is more Tameya, one is less Tameya, but both are Tameya. But how do you know you can burn Tluya with Tameya? So you see that Rabbi Yehuda is telling us that Rabbi Yeshua never permitted to burn Tluya as a suffix with Tmeya. So how could the Mishnah make such a statement that Rabbi Yeshua permits to burn Tluya and Tmeya? The Mishnah makes that statement in Rabbi Yehuda. Omer Shani and Rav Chisda, as this Kasha, answer the Kasha. Or Rabbi Shimon, Alib Rabbi Yeshua, or Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yeshua. The two versions, what Rabbi Yeshua said. So according to one version, Rabbi Shimon's version, Rabbi Yeshua said you can burn Tluya with Tmeya. And that's our Mishnah on Daf Yedaleh. But Rabbi Yesi says that Rabbi Yeshua never permitted Tluya with Tmeya. That's all. Now before we learn the sources where we see what Rabbi Shimon said and Rabbi Yehuda said, I'll repeat it once more. The Mishnah Yudalit said that Rabbi Yeshua is a matir to burn Erev Pesach chometz of Trumah Tahira and chometz of Trumah Tmeach. Where did Rabbi Yeshua say such a thing? We see that Rabbi Yehuda is arguing with Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda is telling Rabbi Meir, where do you see you can burn Tluya with Tmeya? The two proofs of Haninas Gana Keanim are talking where is Tmeya with Tmeya. Even though one is more Tameh than the other, good, I agree with you, you can burn them together. But a suffix with something that's Tameh, where you get a proof that you can burn it together? Now, so what's Rabbi Yehuda telling us? That you cannot burn Tahoira with Tmeya at all. Nine lines down in the Mishnah, Omer Rav Meir. You have to play short to your neighbors. Omer Rav Meir. Yudalet Omer Aleph, 9 lines down in the Mishnah. Omer Rav Meir. Midivrei emelom madnu, sheserf in tuba toyo ima Tmeya bepesach. You can burn Pesach chomet shal tuma tohoirot with chomet shal tuma tmeya. Now Rabbi Yehuda said that's not so. They agree after Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar both say you have to burn them separately. When did they have a machlekes Rabbi Elazar with Yeshua? Tluya tmeya. Rabbi Elazar says tluya has to be burned separately and tmeya separately. Rabbi Yeshua said you can burn tluya and tmeya together. So what's Rabbi Yehuda complaining against Rabbi Meir? What are you telling me? You can burn Chomet Shol Tumma Tehoyot with Chomet Shol Tumma Tmeya? Nobody says such a thing. At most, you can burn Tluya with Tmeya. But that was a Machlekes, Rabbi Lezer of Yeshua. even that little lesson didn't permit. But the Yeshua at least permits Tluya and Tmeya. But Tahorah and Tmeya, nobody permits. So first talk over this, what you learned in the Mishnah just now. We'll go back to argument. So in that Mishnah, he's making a statement that Tluya and Tmeya of Yeshua's Machshah to burn together. Tluya and Tmeya, Yeshua's Machshah to burn together. So that's the Kashi. We learned from Rabbi Yosef's word here, we just learned before in the Gemara, that it doesn't permit Tluya with Tmeya. Only if it's Tmeya and Tmeya, even though one is more Tommy than the other. But both are Tommy, that's why you can burn together. But Tluya with Tmeya is not Muta. So it's a contradiction to our Mishnah, which says that Yeshua is Matzah Tluya and Tmeya. Once more, then you say it over. In the Mishnah, on Daf Yudala, the Yeshua is Matir Tluya with Tmeya. And here, we see that Rabbi Yosef, in this Beraisa, we just learned before, says only Tmeya with Tmeya you can burn together, but Tluya with Tmeya not. That's a kash. Say that aside. So four lines after Gemara spreads. Four Shuras after Gemara spreads. Umeshani, and the answer. That the two versions, two new schoyas, what Rabbi Yeshua actually said. Or Rabbi Shimon, our Mishnah, which said that the Yeshua is matter to burn Tluya and Tmeya together, is Rabbi Shimon, Aliva Rabbi Shimon. And Hor, we just learned above here, that Rabbi Yeshua says, no, that it not matter Tluya with Tmeya. It not matter Tluya with Tmeya, it's Rabbi Yeshua, Aliva Rabbi Shimon. And now he brings the time you learn the Baraisa. Yudalit Shechaliyas B'Shabbos. El Pesach fell out on Shabbos. So what preparations do you have to make on Friday? Mivoharin Es HaKel Milifnei HaShabbos. You have to get rid of all hummus from before Shabbos. On Shabbos you won't be able to destroy the hummus. V'Sorif in Tumas Tumayas U'Tluyas U'Telas Amir holds even Tuma Tehoira of Chametz, you can burn with Tuma Tmeya. All together. And the Yeshayim, Tehoira b'fnei Atzmo, or Tluya b'fnei Atzmo, b'fnei Atzmo. The Yeshayim doesn't permit even Tluya to burn with Tmeya. Tluya has to be burned separately. Omar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon said, that much, you don't have to be machna. That Tluya should be burned separately. This he agrees. If one is perfectly toher, you can't burn it with something that's tameh. If one is a Safik and one is toher, you can burn together. Because the Safik is becheskes tahara, so we're paskin it for toher. Again, Tluya and toher you can burn together. But the Tluya, since it's a Sophic with the Heskes Tahara, the Paskin have this Toya, and you can burn it together with Tahara. Alman Echliku, Ala Tluya, Ala Tmeo. Shabalezo Emer Tisora Zubiazu Biazma, Vishu Emer, Steyen Ke Achas. So what do we see from this? That the Machalek is between Rabbi Yosei and Rabbi Shimon, what Rabbi Yeshua holds when it comes to burning Tluya with Tmeo. Yeshua says, Yeshua is not Matir. And the Yeshua says, Yeshua is Matir. So the Mishnah on Yudalit is Rabbi Shimon. Now, there's a difficulty right away, because it says Rabbi Yeshua's name there. But we'll see it soon about that. But the Mishnah on Yudalit is Rabbi Shimon's Nusach. Rabbi Shimon's version is that Rabbi Yeshua is Matir, Tluya with Tmeya. But what we learn elsewhere, that Rabbi Yeshua says, it's not Matzah, it's Rabbi Yosef's opinion. But he heard his version of Rabbi Yeshua. So there are two versions of what Rabbi Yeshua holds. Rabbi Yosef says Rabbi Yeshua is not Matzah, Tluya and Tmeya. And Rabbi Shimon holds it is Matzah. Say that. How can you say the Mishnah on Daf Yudalev is Rabbi Shimon's version? And not Rabbi Yosef, or Masnis and Rabbi Yosef, who? In the Mishnah, Yesu is talking. You look on the Mishnah, and Yudalev, Namadalev, Yesu is talking. And he says, Rabbi Yeshua permitted only Tluya and Tamea. So Rabbi Yesu holds, Rabbi Shimon permitted Tluya and Tamea. So he's telling me, yes, Rabbi Shimon's opinion, that Rabbi Yesu's. And for the Gemara, holy come, Rabbi Yesu. This is Rabbi Yesu saying to Rabbi Meir. Afila Rabbi Shimon, who is the biggest makel in this whole subject, I leave it Rabbi Yeshua the makel. Key makel, when is the makel? Betluya Tmeya. Avotaya Tmeya, lo. I mean, I myself don't agree with Rabbi Shimon's version. I said Rabbi Yeshua was not matir Tluya and Tmeya. But even Rabbi Shimon, who is the biggest makel, and you are mayor, you want to appeal to some precedent, somebody is Michael, the most you command is Rabbi Shimon. I'll leave it Rabbi Shua. And all he says is Tluya Tmeya. But Tluya Tmeya, nobody said. Now we'll talk over the Sugi once more briefly. Rabbi Meir, on his own, wanted to derive a Chiddush from Rabbi Hanina's Gan HaKeanim that you can burn Erev Pesach Chomet Shaltum et Teira with Chomet Shaltum et Tmeya. Rabbi Yezid is out of the question because the old Tanoim never permitted such a thing. The only thing you can find in Machlekes or Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua according to Rabbi Shimon's version, and Shimon was the biggest Mekel, you can burn Tluya with Tmeya according to Rabbi Yeshua. That's the biggest. And I, Rabbi Yeshua, disagree with that. I see even Tluya and Tmeya can't burn together. But at least Rabbi Shimon, who is the biggest Mekel, says you can burn Tluya and Tmeya. But Tahoya and Tmeya together? Nobody says. I'll talk about it before we go on. So again, there are three different shittas. The Meir shitta that you can burn Chomet Shel Tuma with Chomet Tmeya, with Chomet Shel Tuma Tera. So Rabbi Yeshua is out of the question. The biggest Mekel is Rabbi Shimon, Alibed Rabbi Yeshua, who's martyred to burn Tluya with Tmeya. I myself hold, no, even that's awesome. Jesus said. So now we have the Meir holds you can burn Tahira and Tmeya together if it's Chomet El Pesach. Rabbi Yeshua says, nothing doing. On the Rabbi Shimon, there's a matir, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Tluya with Tmeya together. And I say, it's awesome. Tluya you have to burn separately. Say that. Rabbi Yeshua bar Hanina Rami asked the Kashe, from Tume Apiska, means the dinim from Tumas on the dinim of Pesach, also Tume by Pesach. Umishani, and the answer, the kash is as follows. Umi Omer Rabbi Yeshua, Shteyem Keachas, Rabbi Yeshua say, you can burn Tluya and Tumaya together, that's at least Rabbi Shimon's Nusach above. Did Rabbi Shimon say you can burn Tluya and Tmeya together? Or I mean, ask the Kasha. Chovei shel Truma shenoled basofik Tuma. A keg of wine of Tuma, and it became Sofik Tuma. What do you do with it? Rabbi Lezer himel, im hoi so munachas b'mokem ha'tuchet. If it was put in an exposed place, Tuma means an exposed place, where people can make a tomei, yani echenabok amamus, to put it in a private place. It means, even though now it's a sofik tomei, still the din of es mishmeres trumusai, you have to guard my tomei, still applies. So even though it's a sofik tomei, still you have to guard this tomei by putting it in a private place where people cannot make a tomei. If it was uncovered and easy for a dead sheres to fall in, the chassid have to cover it up. So what's Rabbi Elazar saying? He's a machka. If there's a sofek and a chavei shel tumah, still you have to guard it with all the chumras as if it were tumah tahor. You have to put the lid on, you have to put it away in a private place. Yeshua email, im hoysu manachas b'mokam amos lutznein, yanechen mokam atufa. Before, when it was tahor, you had to guard it. But now there's a suffix tumah, there's no mitzvah of guarding it anymore. So even though before it was in a private place, now you can push it out in a public place, even though it might become tummy. You don't have to guard it anymore. You got it. It was covered up, uncovered. So what do you see here? It's a suffix tummy. Does he permit you to make a tummy? No. Even if he sure doesn't permit you to make a tummy, only Gromo Ain, he could cause it to become Tome, but not guarding it anymore, but pushing it out in the exposed place. So Gromo, to cause it to become Tome, Ain, yes, would be a diamond, but to make it Tome with hands directly, you can't make it Tome. So we see that the Rishua holds, even a Suffolk Tome, you can't make it Tome. So how can you take Tome, Safek Tame, Tluya, burned together with Tumat Tmeyon, that's a kasha. How could you say that Rabbi Yeshua is a matya to burn Tluya with Tmeyon, which means be a dime and making the Tluya Tame? Here we see be a dime, you can't do anything to a Safek. All you can do is expose it if you want. Be good in it, Lagrome. But to make a Tame directly is also. So again, what did we learn? That Rabbi Shimon holds, Rabbi Yeshua permits you to burn Tluya with Tamea together. So as the Kash, we see Rabbi Yeshua says, all you can do in the Sufik that occurred to a keg of Tuma, you expose it if you want. You can cause it to become tummy indirectly, but to make a tummy with your diamonds also, that's a kasha. See the kasha. So we see it's a kasha, contradiction. You said in the Mishnah you can burn according to Yeshua, Tluyo and Tumeyo, even with your dime, you're putting it together, making the Tluyo of Abe Tome now. But we see that the Yeshua only permitted to be good to me, but not be a dying. Or Mishan, any answer. Or Rabbi Shimon, I'll leave it Rabbi Yeshua. Or Rabbi Yeshua, leave it Rabbi Yeshua. Like I said above, the same tells. Rabbi Shimon holds that Rabbi Yeshua is Matya, Tluya, and Tumeya together. But Rabbi Yeshua says Rabbi Yeshua, that Rabbi Shimon is not Matya, Tluya, and Tumeya together. Interesting to see how the Amoraim were going through the whole sugyas and trying to adjust, shouldn't be any contradictions, both in Babel, Bathisd in Babel, and Rabbi Yosef Bahani in Eretz Yisrael. From different viewpoints, but they ask different kashas, but they're arriving at the same conclusion that there's Rabbi Shimon's Nusa and Rabbi Yosef's Nusa. So the Nusa, how they learned Pshat in the old Machlekes of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, there's a difference between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Yosef, nobody's Matya, Tluya, and Tmeya. According to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yeshua is Matya, Tluya, and Tmeya. Finished. Now, Rabbi Lezer. Again, Rabbi Lezer was now Eretz Yisrael, was a later generation of Yosef Hanina. And again, they asked the Kasha from different sources. Rabbi Lezer Lam asked the Kasha from Tum non Tum. Omishan. The Omar Rabbi Yeshua said, Gromo Ein, the Yadayim Lo. Rabbi Yeshua said, all you can do, if there's a keg of Tumah that became Safek Tumah, you can expose it. You can cause it to become Tumah. It means you can expose it to Tumah. But to make it Tumah, you can't. Which means Tluya, he holds, you cannot make Tumah. What do you mean? That's the Kasha. Chovi shel truma shenishbura begas hoel yoino. In the upper wine press, there's an upper place where you press the wine, and there's below, there's a pit where there's a lot of wine collected in the pit. And when you press the wine on top, it'll pour down into the pit below. So on the wine press above, there was a keg of truma. And it broke in the upper wine press. Now the wine is about to gush forth from the broken barrel of truma, and it'll fall down below into the chulin wine, which is below. Below this chulin wine in the pit. So again, they had a keg of truma wine up on top, and the keg split, and now wine is going to start pouring out from that keg of truma into the chulin wine down below. Now, this wouldn't be such a misfortune, because if the truma mixes with chulin, still it's fit for kahanim to drink. But the trouble was that the bottom was chulin tmeyan. And when the truma will fall into the chulin tmeyan, the truma becomes tamei, and truma that's tamei, nobody could eat. So the whole business will be ruined. So again now, here's a keg of truma wine that just burst. And the wine is about to come out from the keg and pour down into the chulin. Chulin tmeyan. Chulin tmeyan is kosher wine to drink. But if truma falls into chulin tmeyan, truma becomes tamei. And truma tmeyan nobody can drink. So you're going to ruin that whole pit full of wine now. Now you have a couple of alternatives, a couple of choices. One is, if you had a kosher, a toyer diker keg to put under the wine that's going to drip down and catch the truma wine in a toyer diker keg, the best thing, the truma wine remains toyer, falls in toyer diker keg, and the wine in the pit below is kosher too. That's the best thing. But suppose you don't have a keg that's toyer, but you have a keg that's tome. Now, is it mutter to catch the tume in the keg that's tome, and thereby make the tume tome, in order to save the wine below from getting ruined? Or no? Just to save the chulin from a big loss of money, maybe it's not mutter to make the wine tome by catching it in a tome to get keg. Now the question is, what can you do? You have a couple alternatives. One is don't do anything. So the wine falls down and becomes tummy down below. You didn't do it, happened by itself. At least there's something. You didn't make a tummy be a diet. However, suppose you have a little cup that's toya. With that little cup, you could catch at least a reviz of the wine that's falling down and save it. Now, but by the time you'll go find a kosher toyer diker cup, some of the wine of Tuma will fall down and ruin the wine down below. So everybody agrees this is number one alternative. If you can find a cup that's toyer, to catch a reviz of truma wine, so you're rescuing a reviz of truma from coming from it. And even though all the rest of the wine of truma will fall down below and make it truma tomato down below mixed with the chulin and ruin the wine below, it's a big loss of money, we don't care. As long as you can rescue one reviz of truma tohero, that's number one choice. However, there's a Tana that says, suppose you don't have a cup to catch a levies, it's better to take a keg that's tomei and catch the truma wine in the tomei dike keg rather than let the truma go down and spoil the whole. That's a machlekes already, whether you should do that or not. So again now, on alternative number one, if you can get a kosher little cup that's toyer, to catch at least of a vise or one or two. Everybody said that's the first thing to do. If you can do that, we don't care if the tumah goes down and pours into the wine below and ruins it. At least one of the vise you save, that's a mitzvah. Everybody said that you have to do. But suppose you don't have a little cup to catch a vise b'taharo. All you have is a big keg, it's tumah, to catch the wine of tumah. So machlekes, is it mutter to make the wine of tumah tumah in order to rescue the fallen below from a coming ruin, or no? That's a machlekes, what is mutter. Now look inside, you'll see it. Moide, Rabbi Eleza, Rabbi Yeshua, they both agree. Shem yochol lahatsum en of aviz betai. If you can rescue at least one of aviz, if you have a little cup that's toher, and you can rescue a aviz or wine of tumah betahara, yes, we should rescue, even though all the rest of the wine of tumah will fall down below and ruin the wine in the pit below, we don't care. At least if you can rescue one of these, that's worth everything. Suppose you don't have a little cup that's toher, all you have is a big barrel that's tumah, and you want to rescue the wine below by catching the tumah in the barrel that's tumah. No, you can't do that. To make tumah, tumah with your own hands directly by catching it in a tumah to get keli, we don't permit that. Teirei, let the wine come down, or to tumah and make tumah the chol below, and it ruins all the chol below, we don't care. While you tamen of a yad, you shouldn't make a tumah with your hands directly by catching it in a tumah to get barrel. Yeshua email, you tamen of a yad. You can catch the wine in a tumah to get barrel, even though you're making the wine of tumeo by the barrel, in order to rescue it, to rescue the wine below. To see that Rabbi Yeshua permits to be metameh tumeh directly by your diet, not only with a gromeh, that's a kasha above, we saw Yeshua, only permitted to uncover it, to expose it, but to put it in a place, but to make a tumeh directly, didn't permit. And here Rabbi Yeshua permits to make a tumeh directly. You can catch it in the cleanest tumeh. I say it once more now. On top, there's a keg of tumah wine. It burst. Now, if it will fall down into the chulin tumayin below, the whole business is us and nobody can use it at all. What should you do? So everybody says, if you have a toher dike cup that can catch a revise of the falling wine of tumah, do that. We don't care what happens if the rest of the wine falls down and ruins the full bottle. But suppose you don't have a vase to catch a little bit of the wine of tumah, but you do have a big tomatic barrel, should you catch the wine in a tomatic barrel, making the tumah tumah, but you're rescuing the wine below, or no? But as it says, no, nothing doing. You can't make the wine of tumah directly by putting a tumah barrel underneath it. And Yeshua said you can't. So we see that Yeshua permits you to be made tumah the chatchila. Now the wine, when it burst, it's not pluya, by the way. You have to understand that. Not pluya, but it's like pluya, because it's going to be lost anyhow. The wine above that burst will be lost anyhow. If it will fall down below, in the full tumah, it'll be ruined, and it'll fall down in your tumah the gebarah, it'll be ruined anyhow. So it's considered like pluya. This wine is hopeless case, the wine of a tumah. So wine of a hopeless case, to be sure, is a matia to be metameh directly. And over there, in the first case, where the wine was absolutely pluya, it's a suffering tumah. Not just hopeless, it's a suffering tumah. It doesn't permit you to make a tummy be a dine only with a gromeh. You can say that aside. The kashe is stronger if we don't put any perushim on it. It's a case where wine is perfectly toher and is falling down. The tumah is perfectly toher and still Rabbi Yeshua permits you to make a tummy. So why is it in the case of the Tluya Rabbi Yeshua doesn't permit to make it Tame? Only by a Gerama? Again, in the case of where it's a Chavis, it's a Mele Lasavik Tame. Yeshua said you can uncover it, that's all you can do. You can't make it Tame. All that's a Safik Tame. And here the wine that's following is Vadai Toher. Still he permits you to make it Tame by catching it and Tame to get cake. Wash it. Make the kasha stronger. Talk over it and we go back. Omishani, and the answer Shani also is different there. Dika hefset, when there's a loss of the full. It'll ruin the full, and that's why Yeshua permits it. It means the tume you cannot save. You don't happen to have any tume dika keli to save a revis. So the tume tayo will fall down and come tume anyhow. The question now is, should let the tumateo become tome by itself? Or should you intervene with a tome dike barrel and be metame be your dying to save the chulam? So Yeshua says muta to save the chulam by being metame the terror be your dying because the tumateo become tome anyhow. So therefore, in the case where it become tome anyhow, it's muta metame your dying to save the chulam. Say that. Mask people all over. Now, let me ask the kasha on this. What are you saying? Because with the loss of money involved, Rabbi Yeshua permits to be metame, to be yadayim. That's the case. It means tumah is going to be lost anyhow, ruined anyhow. That's the case. Masnisa, our mission also is Erev Pesach. And the tumah is chometz. So why do you have to bother burning the tmeo and the tahira separately? Ika hefset eisim is a loss of wood. It costs extra money to make two separate fires. Wood costs money. And you could burn the tmeo and the tluya together to be saving money. So just like Rabbi Yeshua permitted you to stick a barrel that's tummy underneath the falling wine and be metame and be a dime. In order to save the chulin from a loss, here also, let's be able to permit to burn the tluma tmeya and tluya together in order to save money for making two separate fires. Omalei Abayas, Abayas said, have sin move, a big loss of money, like in the case of the wine below the pit. Chosha, they were worried. That's why they permitted to catch the wine of tluma and a tluma to get bound. Well, have sin move it. Not just a big loss of money, it's a small loss. You have to make a separate fire of wood. It didn't worry. That's why when it comes to burning, we say burn tuma tomeo separately and tuma fluya separately. But there's a small loss involved. But to catch the wine of tuma, it shouldn't ruin the wine below and make a very big loss. Then they permit it to be metame the tuma by a dime and catch it in a tuma de gehobis. Say that. Now, our time is up, but I'll tell you what Gemara says after this. Gemara brings a proof that for a small loss, he didn't worry. Suppose it wasn't wine of tumah, it was shem and olive oil of tumah. Above, a keg of olive oil of tumah burst, and below, there was a pit full of olive oil of chulin tumah. Here, even Rabbi Yeshua says, you have no right to catch the falling wine, and a tomatike falling oil and a tomatike keg. We'll let the oil of tumah fall down and make tame the oil of chulin below. Why? But here there's a small loss, because oil is for illumination. So therefore, even as tame, you can still use it for illumination. Oh, there's a somewhat of a loss. You can't use it to make latkes anymore. You can't use it for food, but at least it's good for illumination. So we see, when there's a small loss involved, we sure it's not make all. Fuck it over, that's where we stop.
Okay, John, let me have
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow Rabbi Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigda.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.